A few months ago when ChatGPT came out and everybody started using it and talking about it, I was curious to see how YouTube videos written by AI would perform, so I had ChatGPT write 3 video scripts for me. I even used DALL-E 2 to help me come up with a thumbnail for one of the videos. Now that these videos have been out for a while, I thought it'd be cool to make a video going over the analytics to share how they performed. So let's check out the first video, 10 ways delaying gratification will transform your life. I had the idea written down. It was something that I wanted to do a video on. And since ChatGPT had just come out, I thought this would be a great script for it to write. I was really impressed with what ChatGPT was doing and coming up with when I was asking it questions about other things. What I did for this video, I said, all right, tell me 10 ways that delaying gratification can help you. And it gave me the list of 10 things, and then I asked it to write a script, and that's how I produced this first video. I just asked ChatGPT to write it for me. I did ad lib a little bit in this video, and I did add a little bit of my own stuff to it in a few spots, but for the most part, I would say it was about 80% ChatGPT written. So it had 6,200 views the first day, and right now it sits at 12,250 views, and it's still getting about 120 views every 48 hours. It seems like a lot of the views that it's getting is coming from search. You can see that the click-through rate is a 3.9. It was pretty low when I released it because, again, I think it was kind of an off video for my channel, and I don't know if my audience just didn't like it too much. Not the best click-through rate. There was one video that had a lot of views that was about delaying gratification, and that was kind of like the thumbnail that I used as inspiration to make my thumbnail. And the thumbnail was pretty decent. And overall, the video's performance engagement-wise wasn't too bad. It's got almost 3 minutes of average view duration, and that's just about 46% of the video. And you can see that in the first 30 seconds, I still have about 68%, which I think you want to keep them over 70. So it's not that bad, and it's still getting views. I don't know if this video will ever get picked up, but it's doing okay. If I can consistently get 100 views every couple days, this video in the long run will bring in, tens of thousands of views, but it may not ever become like a big video if it doesn't actually get picked up. You can see that it brought in $41 so far. So it's not a lot of money. That one I edited myself and I did the thumbnail myself. So that is all profit. There was a lot of work that went into me editing that video. So I don't know if it was worth that amount of time that I put into it, but videos live on my channel forever and it can get picked up and eventually make more money. So you never know. The next video script that I made with ChatGPT was for smart goal setting explained in 4 minutes. The prompts that I gave for this were basically like, hey, what's a good way to set goals? And then it told me about the smart goal setting method and it broke that down. And I said, tell me about the smart goal setting method and how I can use it, and then write a YouTube script for a video. And that's exactly what it did. And I'm pretty sure that this entire video, I didn't really ad lib much, and it's almost entirely written by ChatGPT. This video performed terribly, and I don't know if that's maybe because I didn't ad lib anything at all. It was just me reading off the script that ChatGPT made, or if it was just too short, off topic. It could be a lot of factors, but it did perform pretty poorly. As you can see, it got about 3,300 views on the first day. That's pretty low for my channel. It didn't perform well, but I wanted to do one more video, which is the last one that I'll talk about after this one. So you can see the first day, 3,300 views. The average views that I was getting at that time were about 8,000 to 12,000 views. So 3,300 was really, really, really bad. And overall, it kind of didn't do much. It's been there for almost 50 days now. So it has doubled from the initial views that it had on the first day. It's not a good video, but I've had videos look like this before, and then 6 months down the road, they get a big spike and the algorithm picks them up. So you just never know how a video is going to perform. Initial click-through rate was pretty bad. I didn't want to try to keep manipulating the video to see if I can change the thumbnail, change the title to try to get it more views or increase the click-through rate. I just kind of let it be because, again, it was kind of an experiment and these videos were videos that I didn't put too much effort into. The delaying gratification video I edited myself, but I outsourced the smart goal setting video, and then the last video that I'm going to talk about, really all I did was turn on the camera and read the script that ChatGPT wrote for me. I didn't have to do much else, and the thumbnails weren't that much work for me. So overall, for the amount of effort that I had to put in, it's a few videos that got me some views, and at the time I needed some content, so it worked out nicely. And then for the engagement, I mean, it's 50% view duration. It's a super short video, so it's only an average view duration of 2 minutes, but the percentage viewed is almost 51%, which is pretty good. It's got the 70% at the first 30 seconds of the video. Overall, those numbers are okay, but still a below average video. Also, it was like the day after Christmas that I released this video, and videos just don't do well around Christmas time from what I've experienced in the past in that time of the year releasing content. The smart goal setting video has only made me $27 so far, which is not good because I paid to have that edited, and it cost me a lot more than $27 to get it edited. It's a business expense at this point. Hopefully it gets picked up one day and makes all the money back for me, but I'm not holding my breath on that. And the last video in my little experiment that I used with ChatGPT to write out a video script for me was Don't Let This Stop You From Making Progress. I released this video on January 9th, and it's doing okay for the most part. Again, just like the other videos, it kind of performed poorly on the first day, and it didn't do very well. I had some videos that performed very well at the beginning of December, but then towards the end of December, when I started doing this into January, my channel was just not performing very well, and it kind of like tapered off. So this video only brought in 5,100 views the first day, and typically in that time period, videos were getting 8,000 to 11,000 views. But you can see that it's still kind of getting views, and it's been steadily increasing views, and it's doubled since I released it, and it's been out for 32 days, and it's got twice as many views as it did the first day that I released it. I did pay for this video to get edited, so it did cost me a little money on that end, and the thumbnail was done by me, which this was one of the thumbnails that I used DALL-E 2 to help me come up with a thumbnail idea, because I was kind of struggling for a thumbnail idea for this video. I would say that this video is probably also about 80%, maybe 75% written by ChatGPT. The rest of the video, I had some ideas for what I wanted to talk about since this was a topic I wanted to do something on, but I used ChatGPT to just kind of tell me about option paralysis and analysis paralysis. And I know that there's an author named Barry Schwartz who wrote a book about this stuff. I told ChatGPT to tell me about the book and use examples from the book to help write a script for this video. And I iterated a bit because this was the third script that I had done. So I really had it go more into detail on each thing. And I kind of just kept diving into each thing it would tell me. At the end, I came up with a script from a bunch of different prompts and questions that I was asking ChatGPT and created this video and used most of what ChatGPT produced as the script with some stuff that I included that was my own. As far as click-through rate, the first day it was a 4.6. Again, kind of bad click-through rate. Might be because it was an off-topic video, might be because it just wasn't something that my audience was into, might be the time of the year, might be that my channel just was not doing well at that time. And you can see that the click-through rate kind of went up a little bit, although there is a huge dip right here. But it also seems now that as I'm looking at this, that it seems like this video is being recommended more by YouTube than the other two videos are. Maybe because it's got a better click-through rate, maybe because the average view duration is a little bit higher than the other ones. It's almost 3 minutes, but it does have almost 53% of it viewed, which is pretty good for the most part. It also seems that people are watching more into the first 30 seconds. I have 74% of people still watching in the first 30 seconds. I did add some custom B-roll to that video, so I don't know if that had to do with it. And it brought me in $38, so about $40 on this video. Again, I paid for an editor on that, so I'm upside down on that video. When you do YouTube, some videos perform well. One good performing video pays for 5 other videos that were edited, and that's just how it goes. With all the videos that I had ChatGPT make me, I made about $100, but I spent more than that on editors, and I spent quite a bit of time editing the first one and making the thumbnails for all 3 of the videos. So when it's all said and done, $100 isn't great. About 32,000 views between the 3 videos. Not the best. I really was hoping that the ChatGPT scripts would perform better than they did. I thought that maybe this would be a meal ticket to Easy Street on YouTube, but it wasn't. And for sure in the future, I'm gonna continue to use ChatGPT to help me as a content creator. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you're using ChatGPT to help you with content creation or helping you with coding or helping you with any stuff on your day-to-day. I've used it for a few different things, and I think it's pretty awesome. And if you want to check out the videos that I talked about in this video, I'll go ahead and link them now, and you can go check those out to see if you want to see videos that were written by ChatGPT and performed by me. All right, with all that said, I hope this video was helpful. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.